Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. Today, the Team Up Alloy and Lara LTM is officially live, so jump into the island as Alloy, armed with the makeshift bow, or as Lara Croft, armed with the dual pistols. In this mode, again, you're just going to be randomly selected as which character you are. You're going to drop in as a duo, and you don't get to select. You're either going to end up randomly as Alloy or as Lara, okay? And if you're Alloy, you start out with the makeshift bow, and if you're Lara, then you get the dual pistols, and that's it. That's pretty much the only weapons that you get in this mode, okay? You can't go around picking up other weapons. You can upgrade the weapons that you have, but you're not going around picking up other ones. You can get, like, a harpoon gun. You can, of course, pick up any throwable items. And, you know, you're going to get shields and things, but you're not going to have, you know, all the rest of the loot pool that we have this season is not going to be in the game. So, let's see here. Pretty fun mode. Go check it out. And play it a bunch. That way you get a chance to be both characters. Let's see here, FNCS has officially kicked off today for Chapter 2, Season 6, so be watching that this weekend, and of course they'll have the official broadcast on Sunday, so definitely be checking that out. We have a Neymar Jr. teaser, that's again the secret skin of this season, so let's go ahead and check out the little teaser that they have. All right, so if you're watching on YouTube, you saw the little teaser. If you're just listening, you heard this shh, and I guess that's one of the things that Neymar does. So there you go. Everybody should be getting excited about getting that secret skin. April 27th is when it's officially going to be available, so make sure you're getting all up to date on those challenges that we've been doing this season. Let's see here. Other piece of news. That's actually it. So let's go ahead and talk about one of the challenges this week. This week, the challenge is to deal damage with makeshift weapons, okay? And of course, when you have to deal damage with weapons, what's the best way to get these challenges done? Team Rumble, because you have an entire teamable match to just go wild with whatever weapon that you need to go wild with and get easy elims and easy damage done, okay? So I dropped in one Team Rumble match this morning before I went into work with the sole idea of, hey, I'm just going to go in there and get work on getting makeshift weapon damage done so I can get this challenge done. And of course, you know, it's one of the legendary challenges, so it has different tiers. You're going to need to start out with 2,500, then it goes to 5,000, 7.5, 10K, 12.5K, okay? So it's going to scale up like that. In one match, I did 2,821 damage in Team Rumble with makeshift weapons. That's all I used the entire match. I had a green makeshift AR, and I had a gray makeshift pump, the gray makeshift shotgun. And I used those the entire match and did 2,821 damage. So I did that in a single match. So you could see that if you just do, you know, five or six of these matches, Team Rumble matches, and only use makeshift weapons the entire time that you're doing a match and play it all the way through, you'll get through all the tiers of this ever really fast. And, you know, 24,000 each time you go through a tier, and you can do, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tiers? That's a lot of experience points. And, of course, you know, you want to be getting those experience points and leveling up your battle pass, you know. I'm level 78 as of right now. I know we got some people in the Discord who are way over 100 already. But for the amount I've gotten to play this season, I feel like I'm doing pretty good. And, you know, focusing on being able to just knock out challenges quick like that, that's a good way to level up fast. Okay, let's see here. What's next? Let's go ahead and take a look over what we have in the item shop today. Let's see. We happen to have the Cyber Infiltration Pack, Infiltration Tools Pack, and the Fortnite Assassin Challenge still here. The Horizon Zero Dawn bundle is still here. We have all of the music section that we had yesterday still here. And then today we have the Diecast outfit for 1,200. The Radiant Striker outfit for 1,200. The Danger Donut Wrap for 300. The Feelin' Jaunty emote for 500. The Tiniest Violin emote for 200. The Shadow Boxer emote for 200. We have the Tomato Head outfit with the Special Delivery Back Bling for 1,500. And of course, the challenges that will get the selectable styles for you. The Axeroni Harvesting Tool for 800. The Night Slicer Harvesting Tool for 800. The Extra Cheese Glider for 1,200. And then we have a new outfit today, the Aspen outfit, Storm the Beaches, part of the Autumn Attack set, 800 V-Bucks, great camo pants that are actually leaves. I love the fire skull that is on her shirt. It reminds me of the Offspring. I don't know if anybody else thought of that when they saw this little logo that is on her shirt. She's got on sunglasses, a hat with the scope target on it. Pretty cool looking outfit for 800 V-Bucks. Actually a really good one. I like this one a lot. We have the Kyra outfit and the Impact Green backbling for 1,200 in here today. The Block Blades Harvesting Tool for 500. The Green Eagle Glider for 800. The Axo outfit with the Neon Backboard backbling for 1,200. The Brine outfit with the Coral Cowl backbling for 1,200. The Axolotl Harvesting Tool for 500. The Lapis Trident Harvesting Tool for 500. And that looks like everything today, so you can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, M-M-M-I-K-I-E, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about our tip of the day. You know, we're going to bring it back to the team up Alloy and Lara, okay? If you're Lara Croft, you're already sitting pretty with the, the weapons that you're going to have. Just starting out with the dual pistols, you're starting off with something good, right? So the thing that you want to do during the match is focus on upgrading your dualies. That way you can get them all the way up to gold. Okay, so be looking for parts and picking up parts so that you can upgrade them. Same thing with Alloy. You're going to want to be picking up, bones so that, or mechanical parts so that you can upgrade your bow, because it's just mechanical bows, I believe, that you can upgrade in this mode, which fits her theme based on the New Horizons, or I mean, not New Horizon, the Horizon Zero Dawn video game, right? So, Lara, like I said, you're already sitting pretty with those dualies. Whatever else you feel comfortable with in your inventory throughout that, you know, probably a harpoon gun is going to be really good because you're going to use it to break other people's builds. You know, stinkfish be really good just in general in this mode. And then, yeah, I mean, your heals. Now, with Alloy, you know, some people are pretty challenged on hitting people with the bows, right? So that can be difficult, but you can make it a lot easier on yourself to, you know, do well in this match when you're Alloy if you're focusing on, make sure you are fishing a lot with Alloy in this. You're pretty much the support character, right? Whoever is Lara can be a lot more aggressive because they actually have a fast shooting weapon. Alloy should be the support character, kind of sitting back. You can be fishing so that you're getting all of the floppers that you can for your team, any other type of fish that you might need. That's what Alloy should be doing. Basically being the support for the team. Of course, you're still going to want to be doing as much damage as you can. Definitely be fishing and be getting stinkfish when you're Alloy. Do what you can. But if you do have a hard time hitting with that bow, you can still be a big help by, you know, carrying around as many floppers as you can, just having a bunch of stinkfish. That way, whoever is the lower character and being more aggressive, you can lure the enemies out when they're trying to box up by throwing those stinkfish on them. Okay, that's how your team is going to work well together and get more wins by just knowing your roles. So Lara's going to be the more aggressive. Alloy, you're going to be a little bit more of a support character. All right, that's the episode for today. Make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating and a written review. Yeah, leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout-out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.